rounding up the subject of the previous talk. Which referred to the four fundamental situations on the spiritual path. If you look at your path along all these years, you will find that always one of these four possibilities is manifesting in this way or another. Sometimes they are mixed. Progression, which is the positive evolution, that which everyone wants, desires, but which is not always accessible, is when things are moving, the inner landscape is changing. The truth, the inner light, the higher consciousness is unfolding, revealing another depth. Progression can happen on many levels, can touch different aspects of our evolution, from deeper awakening to our soul, deeper embodying our light, to reaching deeper levels of surrender, unity with the beyond, deeper levels of absorption. To unification and integration between me and I am. To integration of our intelligence, to reaching higher levels of purification and freedom from the negative subconscious. But evolution not always unfolds effortlessly, especially in this plane. When we live in this plane, we are not simply living on a physical planet. We are living in certain energy dimension, which creates certain basic limitations because of its low evolution to all those souls that are on the path to transcendence. Evolution cannot be forced. It has to be allowed. Our responsibility is to exercise maximum cooperation to align our existence with the truth and purpose of our soul. Sometimes progression happens suddenly, like a quantum leap, sometimes gradually, gently moving forward. And there are times where we feel as if nothing was happening, and this nothing is not negative. This is the space of waiting for the new to enter our existence. New elements need to be presented either from within or from external source. Waiting is most often designed as a time of integration and maturation and preparation for the next step. And it has to be experienced as something fundamentally positive. One has to surrender to that waiting space. One has to surrender to that wisdom behind, within. And when this waiting is present at the moment, when you already have an access to your light, it is as well an opportunity to appreciate what you have been given and not constantly rushing for more and more. That more can come only from the place of being in harmony, in acceptance with the level of evolution that you have reached so far. It is precisely that waiting zone that is how we behave in that space that demonstrates, reflects our maturity. And yet that waiting should not be confused with remaining passive. Or losing sensitive, dynamic connection. That is present on a deep intuitive level with the next step, with the future that we are growing into, or which is coming to meet us. And then there's the stagnation, which is can be experienced as negative waiting or not waiting at all. Stagnation is to remain stuck in a place inside yourself where you are not supposed to be. When you are waiting, you are in a place where you are supposed to be. That's the difference. So there is something which prevents you from moving out from that place, which is no longer valid, where you are not supposed to abide anymore. And like 99% of the reason why you are stuck in that place that responsibility is yours. To using different words, you are not helping yourself enough. You are not cooperating enough with your evolution. Your intelligence is not aligned. In this organism of that soul, intelligence, me, something is not working properly. Often students, seekers, come to this teaching for a personal meeting. They have been on different path for many years. They're in their 30s or 40s or 50s. And they remain unawakened. They have not entered the path yet. And the question is, whose fault is it? Is it just bad luck? Is it karma? Is it because they were following teachers or teachings that could not enable them to cross over to reality? Or there's something inside them which is responsible, something which is not alive, which is too passive or unintelligent. In most cases, they are responsible for more or less wasting half of their lifetime. It doesn't have to be complete waste. They have grown in different areas, but there is something certainly spiritually wasted. That is the numbness, lethargy, passivity, dullness, the false compromise with lower intelligence of this dimension that is ruling the consciousness of most people, seekers including. We can say in seekers, we can just see it more. It is more magnified because of the contrast of who they are and what they seek. Again, stagnation can be experienced on many different levels, in many different ways. There are different reasons. And along the path, it manifests in different ways. But it has to be identified, has to be recognized, and something has to be done to move beyond it. It is that dynamic force, the spirit of intelligence, the inspiration coming from the light of the soul. All these energies that create the magic, that allow us to move forward. And in spite of all the contradictions and obstacles within us, in the reality surrounding us, that we can attain the impossible, or what appears to be impossible, true evolution. Regression is when stagnation is not being confronted and is getting worse and worse. One is moving backwards. One is being sucked by the gravity of the earth, of the unconscious. And the sooner it is recognized and the a remedy is found, the quicker we can return to the right path, the more there is regression, the more there is suffering, until you find yourself in complete spiritual agony. Because you cannot anymore live like other people in the state of unconscious, because you have been given a knowledge of something higher, and this knowledge, even if it is repressed, is remembered by your soul, and your soul will never agree to go back. And the responsibility of me is to recognize the will of the soul and to serve it. Again, there's nothing wrong with regression when it is experienced as a lesson, as a learning. In fact, it is often necessary to experience it to gain a higher perspective and to appreciate more the fact that existence has given you access to the sacred. Not taking it for granted. Regression can manifest on many levels, from being overwhelmed and possessed by the subconscious, by becoming again the mental self, the mind, losing one's soul, or weakening our connection with the level of light to which access we have already received. For instance, if consciousness is awakened to progress, is to grow into deeper stability, and deeper embodiment of consciousness. To regress is when you go back to the world and there's a less stability, consciousness becomes weaker, until in extreme situation the access becomes completely closed and you don't even remember what it was. The fundamental force through which you can nurture your higher self and your evolution is devotion and love to your soul, honoring your soul above anything else, above your relationships, above your money problems, about your careers. If you lose your partner, if you lose your job, you can still live. If you lose your soul, you cannot live. Everything in the world, everything that presents itself from the standpoint of the soul is nothing but testing. The integrity of our devotion to the truth. And if life makes it difficult for you, it simply signifies that you still need to be tested more. Many of you are constantly wondering about the paradox, the contradiction between living in the world and your spiritual path. but it is a contradiction only from a lower perspective. It is just how it is designed to create the contrast, the opposing forces. Through which the real can be born from within. When a sword is made, it has to be put into fire and water. And fire again and water. It needs this opposing temperatures to become hardened so nothing can break it. A seeker, a man of the path, is not someone who escapes from the world, but who is growing to become hard like a sword's blade.